Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Man, this time next week we'll be on the Raspberry Road Trip.
Yep. We're coming to you from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Roll Tide!
We're going to be on the road every day next week.
Mm-hmm.
And coming along for the ride is Mr. Raspberry, Kelly's dad. He planned this trip.
Yeah, this deal.
Set up all our appearances.
He made the announcement to the Sunday school class yesterday.
Oh, he did?
He's going to be out.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's going to be doing this with us.
And then he's going to miss the other, like, two Sundays in a row because...
Yeah, we're staying for spring break.
You guys are going to stay for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys hear the bad news, though? Because we're not staying. We're in Kelly's
hood. We're coming back.
We're coming back, so we got to fly back. So we have four people that need to fly back, but only three chairs.
Three chairs?
Yep.
Three seats.
Oh, on the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of us is going to have to stay with Kelly.
Why is that a negative thing? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We can go shoot guns.
Yeah. Shoot guns.
That'd be fun. I want to do that. We can go out. My friend Tommy Jean has all-terrain...
ATVs?
No, Segways. Take those out in the fields. I'm saying whoever gets to
stay. Wait.
Oh, boy.
Wait, so Tommy Jean has a Segway and it's cool, but JC has one. And I'm
no, like, I'm talking about a Segway, not one of those
hoverboards.
A hoverboard's just the Segway without the handle.
No, you go out over in the fields and stuff, riding the Segway, the ATV. That's fun. She's not running around the mall in it. And the airport. Out in the field where she's not bothering anybody.
I could put tires on my hover and go off-road on
point,
it.
Point
Kelly, yeah.
Point to the off-roading Segway.
Yeah.
Point Kelly.
I don't know about doing a Segway all-terrain, like bumpy.
It's fun.
I'm sorry. Segways are just weird to me.
Like, it's fun when you're out there.
When I see the Segway tours, just Segways in general, the Segways on the golf course, I don't know. Segways are just like, they're just dorky.
There's this company.
Sorry,
like you
not
said,
in the field. It's not.
There's this company down by where I live, and they do tours of the city. You can walk right around the city and see the Kennedy Memorial or whatever on Segways.
And when I see the mall security officers on Segways, I'm like, what?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't get it. Whatever happened to running?
We get tired.
How do you tackle a thief from the Segway?
What you in for, man? Shoplifting, man. I got busted. Cops caught me. He was on a Segway.
All right, well, none of y'all can come.
I
wouldn't take you if you begged me.
I'm not going to.
Those off-roading Segways with the big wheels. Those are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the one Kelly's friend has. Tommy Jean.
I'll try anything once.
I mean, I'll try it.
I can't go shooting guns with me.
No, I'm going to go shooting guns.
That sounds fun. Nope. Kelly, I'm thinking about it. I don't really like guns. I'm not a fan of guns. But when I posted what I posted last night, every single person on my Facebook was like, Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get your concealed handgun license, and I'm thinking about it.
This is what I found out.
Yeah, in your own home, you don't have to
have one if you have one in your home.
And I know how to shoot one, so I'm really thinking that it might make me sleep better at night.
Yeah, it could. You don't have any kids in the house or anything to worry
about? Exactly. I don't have kids. I don't have anyone else to worry about. And you guys, I am terrified.
So Jenna's been looking for a house for a while. Finally found the house of her dreams.
Yeah, I've been thinking for a while. I've lived in condos. I've lived here for 7 years working on this show. And I've always lived in a high rise or somewhere that, you know, my last condo didn't have like a front door man.
Well, you're a single female.
But,
so
being a single girl living up high. I always lock the door and lock my bedroom door, but I never set an alarm. I'm not that worried because there's a lot of layers someone has to get through. But when you're in a house, you're exposed. And I've talked to Kelly about this. Kelly, have you ever been scared living alone? No. No.
You never have, Kelly?
We have moments. Like when you hear, but I mean, not like in a general, I don't worry about it. No.
Oh.
So I took these precautions because once I moved in and I was like, you know what? There's security stickers all over. So it's wired for security. I'm going to just get the security turned on and get it all checked up to make sure everything's fine. It's not that big of a house.
Right.
But I do have this like gorgeous backyard with these French doors that open up. Right. So I'm like, I definitely want to get this was me sitting. There's some pictures on Kid TV.
Oh yeah. French doors.
The backyard's great. Yeah.
They're all uppity and stuff.
So see double open back there.
Very cool.
I'm like, I need some alarm stuff. So the security man comes over as the movers are there on Friday moving in. And he was a great, nice guy. You know, he was a young guy. And he said, well, unfortunately, all the security stickers, there's no security. So they had faux security.
All the fake security.
You know, a lot of people leave stickers up on the door.
Or they do the sign in the front yard.
So he recommended the glass breakage alarm on two entrances, a motion deal. And so a couple of things that I was like, you know what, I'm not going to... I'm not going to go cheap on this because this is super important to me. And I watch way too many crime shows. I have to stop.
Okay.
I like rue the days and years I've spent watching horror movies because now I'm terrified. Mm-hmm. And so I am standing there and I have such move-in brain that there's been so much going on and learning how to work these TV remotes. And, you know, I can complain because it's just like being alone. You got to figure this stuff out. So I guess you just get freaked. You're in a new place.
Right.
So by the time late on Friday that the security guy's finally done with everything, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the tutorial. And he's like, okay, are you ready? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get a notepad out just because I don't want to pretend like, oh, I got this, you know, because this is super important to me. So he's like, okay, you need to pick a code. So the first two codes I give him, you know, the actual four numbers.
Yeah, what were the numbers?
Like, yeah. Well, first I'm like, can I use my birthday or PIN or something? You know, if someone's breaking in, I doubt they're going to know it's me and know what my code would be. Like, can it be my ATM PIN or something I already know? And he was like, no, that's going to be too easy. Especially, you know, and I'm like, well, especially why? Like, why?
How do they know your PIN number?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know your PIN number.
And he was like, I wouldn't do birthday. And I was like, okay, well, what about 0001? And he was just like, no, not a lot of numbers that repeat. And so, like, the first few I gave him, I like 0001. Like, I just thought that would be good. You know, I use it as my gym locker code because it's easy.
Yeah.
You know? No. And I'm just like, he was like, I would think of something more like serious, like, you know.
Something serious?
And I'm like, oh my gosh. So finally I come up with something. Obviously, I'm not going to tell you what it is. The guy knows. And he's like, okay, are you ready for the tutorial now? And I'm like, yes. He was like, well, now I'm also going to need a verbal password. So I am just giving out so many different like numbers and passwords. Like, oh my gosh, my head's spinning. He goes, okay, here's how we're going to do it. No joke. He approaches me from behind and whispers in my ear.
What?
So first, let's say there's a hostage situation and someone approaches you from your front door and has a gun to your head and brings you and follows you in inside the house and says, I need you to silence the alarm now. And I'm like, what? What? What happened to just telling me, like, how to disarm and arm my alarm system? Like, I don't even know how to do that yet, right?
He's behind you like he's like, trying to teach you how to do a golf stroke or something?
He is behind me in my ear. No, it wasn't that he was creeping me out.
He was taking it very seriously.
It was as much as that the first tutorial he gives me is such a bizarre situation and a terrifying one.
It could happen.
Someone comes in, you know, with me, like, is hiding in my backyard and follows me in with a gun and is like, silence the alarm so the police don't get notified. So there's a code you can enter. That is not that easy to remember with all the other codes.
I know, especially you're panicking. Like, everything's going to go out of your brain.
Yeah, can it be something easier? Yeah, can it just be, like, my code and another button? Instead, it's a totally different code that he just rambles through. And I have a notepad out. And at this point, like, he's, like, in the hair in my ear. And I'm like, oh, I'm, like, writing it down. And he has me do it. And he's like, okay, let's do it. Like, and so I'm, like, crouched down, like, I'm about to tackle someone. And, like, there's five security pads. Like, I don't know what is going on. And he goes through this whole tutorial about to teach me how to send a silent alarm. He's like, no, it's going to shut the alarm off, but the police and fire department are still going to get notified. He's, you know, and then
he's role playing with you this whole time.
Yes. And I was like, you guys, something inside of me is like, I mean, we all know we want to know what to do in that situation, but I thought maybe that would be like the fifth step on the tutorial. And I'm like, man. Okay, so now how do I just set it when I'm home? And how do I set it when I leave?
Yeah, you know, stay unarmed.
So there's a pad by my bed. There's a pad by the front door. And then after all of this, right, and showing me how to do stuff, he hands me a key fob. Mm-hmm. And he's like, or if you want, you can just, like, press this when you get outside in your car. I'm like, after all that, after all this drama, yeah. I just have a key fob on my key ring where
That's
I can turn it on and off.
That's it.
That is so
cool.
So this already got me in kind of a tailspin because it was hilarious the way he was going through, like, why his first scenario was that.
I wish he would have gone over the top, like, all right, now you stay in the house and lay down in your bed. All right. And here in the next 30 to 40 minutes, I'm going to break down a door.
You know, he was a character. He was hilarious. I mean, hey, you know what? If nothing else, it got me prepared. It really did, but I'm confused.
He's thorough.
And hey, and last night, the second I fell asleep last night, I haven't had any issues other than trying to figure out how to work this alarm, but I fall asleep so tired, you guys, last night because I had, like, gone drinking yesterday and it was like 8:45. I'm like, oh, one of those where you're, like, computer wide open doing work and you fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking not even 3 minutes and I had fallen into, like, a deep sleep right off the bat. Alarms, like, ear piercing, like, and I jumped up.
Security guy.
And I look at them.
Making sure you know.
I look at the pad next to my bed and it's going back door. door, back door, burglary alert, burglary alert, zone two, zone two.
Oh, my gosh.
Proceed with caution. Check the back door. You guys, I realize I am not the person that wants to check on the noise. I do not want to open my bedroom door and check the back door. Mm. You guys, what? I'm just supposed to walk out to the back door? I grab a Michael Myers Halloween butcher knife, because even with my security system, I have a knife next to my bed.
Oh, my gosh, Jenna.
And I'm like, what do I do? I've never been in this situation, and my back door is, like, all glass, like, French doors, right? So I have my lights on inside, so it's like a scream. Like, I feel like at a scream, you know, when he can see in,
but
you can't see anything
out. Yeah.
You know, but I thought leaving lights on would make me feel safer. So I'm like, there's no way for me to hide, because my house is pretty small. I'm, like, creeping to these, like, double glass doors in the back. I'm like, what am I going to do? Open the door? What do I do? The door's fine. So what was it? The flimsy sensor and the wind pushing on it? Oh, my gosh. And I didn't even know how to disarm it. I had to enter my code 3 times. I don't want to enter my code. I don't want to go check on the noise. I don't know what to do, you guys.
Yeah, I think you need to move out.
I know.
You need to move out.
I never know.
Back into a high rise.
Scary cat. I don't know. I guess that's why. You just can't watch scary stuff anymore, right? When you live alone in a house like that, you feel more exposed.
So it was just the wind and
blowing on the back door.
I said it and it went off again. And I was onto the phone with my friend.
Okay. You need to call him. There's something loose.
Yeah.
There's something loose. And it was windy and started raining. So I think it's an old creaky house, which I love. We say we love the character of an old house.
Yeah. But the back door sensor's too loose.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So everything's okay. But I am terrified, you guys.
The one thing I picked up, though, your back door is zone 2.
And really? I didn't realize when I tweeted that. He set it up.
Your back door is zone 2?
All right. Oh,
that's funny, JC. That's funny.
Like, that's great.
Yeah. Back door is zone 2.
I didn't even realize that. That security man has a sense of humor.
Oh, man. One thing I picked up is Jenna's gym locker code is 0001.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
Go steal her clothes.
Yeah.
I'm way less worried about that.
Man, I love that security alarm guy, though. He's getting you ready for the world.
Like a ninja.
He's such a character.
What if this happens?
He was so chill the whole day, too. Like, you know, like he listens to, like, heavy metal. Like, he seemed like such a chill dude. And then out of nowhere, it's like, I'm behind you with a gun. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's
oh, that's so you guys, I don't know. Hopefully you get more comfortable in the house.
Yeah, you will.
All right.
Eventually you will.
You will.
Just doesn't feel like home yet.
You'll have scary nights, but it'll be all right. It'll be good.
All right. It'll be good.
Deadpool's at it again, you guys.
Wow. Really?
The number one movie last week, I believe. Number one movie this week.
I'm about to go see this dang thing.
And now Deadpool is spoofing Kanye.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll get to listen to that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
In about 20 minutes, the Blue Man Group will be performing for us. And we'll also be interviewing them. How? You'll find out in about 20 minutes.
Very carefully.
Because they don't talk. They just stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
They came in on Friday, so we already did this, but
yeah,
Kelly could not make eye contact, I think.
They creep me out a little bit.
It's kind of creepy.
And at this time tomorrow morning, Carly Rae Jepsen, remember her song, Call Me Maybe? Still love this song. She's got done playing Frenchie on Grease Live.
Yep.
And now she's touring, promoting her album and stuff. So she'll be in with us tomorrow.
Very cool.
Deadpool, once again, number one at the box office.
Okay.
From what I hear.
I want to go to a movie so bad. I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I want to go bad just because everybody keeps talking about how good this movie is.
Maybe we'll go while we're on our road trip.
Yeah.
We have time. Yeah.
Let's watch Deadpool on a Monday or Tuesday. Because nobody goes to the movies then, right?
Yeah, that's probably a slow day.
We have things we have to do that night.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
And we have to travel. Yeah. We have to actually go on the road.
I'm going to save it for spring break.
Yeah, we might have time.
Yeah. We'll try to figure it out.
Yeah.
But everybody talking about how good it is. But Ryan Reynolds responded to the petition for calling him to be the SNL host as Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
He did it in character as Deadpool. He posted the video called Why Deadpool Won't Be Hosting, where he spoofs Kanye West when he had that meltdown at SNL last week. Here it is.
Listen up, Lord Michaels. SNL took my life of Pablo out without asking. I'm 50% more influential than MC Hammer. Apostle Judas Iscariot. The key is Sorrento. 10% more influential than Barbara Bush, the Muppets, Bob Newhart. 60% more influential than the iPhone 5, Shredded Cheese, and Dr. Ruth. 7% less influential than the Urban Dictionary.
Is that it?
Yeah. It's basically Ryan Reynolds being funny.
No, it's Deadpool.
Well, you can't see him because it's the it's Ryan Reynolds' voice.
But it's Deadpool.
But it's supposed to be Deadpool.
So he uses his own voice.
Well, yeah, because he's Deadpool.
Well, I mean, Batman, like Christian Bale doesn't use his own voice to play Batman.
Right, Jesus.
Well, he goes like this.
Tom Hardy didn't use his own voice to play Bane. So Ryan Reynolds playing a superhero is Ryan Reynolds.
Andrew Garfield did his own voice for Spider-Man.
No, well, I'm saying it's fine. I was just curious.
Think you should change it up a little bit when you play a superhero.
Yes.
To sound more superhero-y.
What about Spider-Man? What does he sound like?
He's just like...
Whoever's playing him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. That's the name I was trying to think of.
Andrew Garfield. Yep. Tobey Maguire. Spider-Man is just supposed to be kind of funny,
Christian Bale was the only one that changed his voice. There were other Batmans that didn't change their voice. That was weird when he first came out like that. Other Batmans didn't do that.
All the characters in those movies did, though.
Like, no, George
Penguin,
Clooney,
Joker.
You couldn't really, you couldn't understand Christian half the time when he was Batman.
I didn't like that.
Like, you need to subtitle him. I'm Batman. I'm talking. His voice must have been shot.
I liked it.
And I just forgot Andrew Garfield did change his voice because he's British. So, so there's that. So never mind.
There's that.
We're on a roll today.
Jenna, you just told us your story about your new house.
Yeah.
This is actually something my wife and I have.
Okay.
You can get wasp spray and put it in your room. That thing shoots like 20 feet.
Yeah.
So somebody breaks into your house.
Oh, I see.
And it's pretty accurate. You just shoot it in their eyes, and they won't be able to see. And then you can do
whatever
you need.
Duck really fast.
Well, you could still keep spraying.
That is what people recommend, is keeping wasp spray.
But when the alarm goes off, do I have to go check the noise, or can I? I don't want to check the noise. That's my issue. Do you understand that?
Right,
I don't
want to
wait in my bedroom until the intruder gets that far. I don't want to check the noise.
Put on something sexy.
Chill down, call the police, and then have your spray ready.
I'm going to be realistic here. The police are wonderful, but if there is something really going down, I worry that they're not going to get to me in time, and I want to be ready. I definitely know that I'm not going to freeze, I'm going to do something.
Do you sleep in stuff pretty that the intruder would be distracted while you're having something sexy?
I always sleep in something because, my thing is, I don't want to be found dead in ugly pajamas.
Ugly,
yeah, because then, crime scene photos will be heinous. I always want to sleep in something kind of cute.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
But last night my outfit was hideous. I had gross dude sweatpants on, a sweatshirt.
It wasn't a real intruder.
It wasn't your night to die.
Yeah.
Kelly, we're just being told not to watch Deadpool with your dad because it could be awkward. So there's that.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
It's a friendly reminder.
Lots of language.
There's a scene.
Brief nudity.
There's a scene.
Got it.
There's a scene.
Got it.
So there's this lady that's going viral. Her name's Flossie Dickey.
My mother Price's name was Flossie.
Really?
You
never meet Flossies.
No.
Flossie Lucille.
So Flossie Dickey.
Flossie Lucille Sellers. She married James Lonza Price.
I've never heard that name, and now I've just heard two people are named Flossie.
You haven't heard it?
I'm Flossie.
I love it.
Flossie.
Flossie Dickey turned 110 years old the other day.
Wow. Flossie Dickey.
So when you turn that old, of course, people are going to want to interview you.
That's so funny because my grandmother was born in 1906, so she would have been 110 this year.
Flossie must have been a super popular name.
Are you sure? Are you sure Flossie Lucy didn't change her name to Flossie Dickey?
Flossie Lucille. No. I'm sure she's not with us any longer.
Just saying, they're the same age. What are the chances?
I know, right? Crazy.
She pulled a Tupac. She's still out there. Yeah. She changed her last name.
Yeah, maybe this is.
She got married.
They're interviewing Flossie Dickey. What?
I can't go on.
I don't know why they're laughing. I don't understand. But, JC, just keep going.
So many jokes, but I can't.
But go ahead.
No, I can't.
All right, joke man. So Flossie was not really into the interview.
Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
I can nap many times as I can.
Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
You would rather be taking a nap, huh? Flossie, the people on TV want to know what the secret is to being able to live so long.
I don't know. I don't fight it. I live it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I don't blame her, you guys. She's tired.
Oh, oh man.
Each breath could be her last.
Oh, my God. You got to look at that video.
That's the best video I've seen in a long time.
So Flossie's sitting in this wheelchair with a cup of coffee.
And a ton of blankets. And there's party decorations, and she's definitely in the nursing home or in her room. There's a sink in the background.
She looks great.
Her eyes are closed half the time. Like she's just shutting them from power naps.
She's taking brief naps.
You're right, Kelly, though. She doesn't really look like a day over 90.
No, I'm serious. I would think she's in her 80s. Yeah. I would think she was in her 80s. She looks great. Oh,
she looks miserable. Like, take me, Lord.
Lost it, Dickie.
I wonder how the bash was.
Oh, man. What do they do? I want to play that
what
again.
What do they do? Are they just look at her.
Play it again.
Flossie again.
Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. Aww. That's actually, I heard, your favorite activity to do at the center here is to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Not one
man.
Bit.
Oh, please, when you get to work this morning, do yourself a favor.
Watch Flossie Dickie.
Get your cup of coffee and go and Google Flossie Dickie. Make sure to spell
it's
it out.
It's safe for work, yeah.
Make sure to spell it all the way out and don't leave any letters off because then something else might pop.
Yeah. Like what, Al? Oh. Like what?
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
Ridiculous. Make sure.
I don't know if I want to get to 110.
No.
That's it. You
I don't want to live that long.
Everyone I talk to after they reach like 90, they're like, eh.
I mean, because my grandparents, I know the age they are. I mean, my grandfather passed away a couple years ago on my mom's side, but all they do
is sit.
Their only activities were doctor's appointments and funerals.
Sitting around.
All they
were
doing
was
going to friends' funerals. It sounds terrible. I'm
her
sorry.
Her mind sounded really good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she was there. That's the thing is I want to be there.
Oh, right. You do? See, if I live that long, I want to be crazy.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Because then you can't be by
yourself. But like the fun function. Crazy, you know, when you just start like singing and playing the piano and like smoking cigs and all the relatives are
happy.
Like, what are you doing?
My wife's grandma was calling every girl in the family a hoochie and a floozy.
I wonder, is her husband still living? Richard.
Well, see, you don't know when to stop. And, JC, you shouldn't laugh at that.
I didn't mean to.
I didn't laugh at that.
Because it's not funny.
What?
It's juvenile.
You're a grown man. I just asked as a husband.
You're juvenile.
Still living.
You don't know his name. You're just making up a name.
His name is Richard.
No, it's not.
It's in the prep.
No, it's not.
1906, most popular name, Richard.
Richard. What? Richard Dickey. Richard and
Flossie.
Y'all
are ridiculous.
Richard, now we're going to have to look
Bobby.
Up. If anybody could find Flossie's husband's name,
it's Richard.
Al saying it's Richard.
In a perfect world.
From Blue Humor to the Blue Man Group, everybody. The Blue Man Group set up in the Canal Side Lounge on Friday.
Oh, my goodness.
They said they've never done this before for a show like
for
this.
Radio
no.
show?
Yeah.
First time ever for the Blue Man Group, and they were kind enough to do it for us, the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Fantastic.
And they're going to world premiere some songs for us as well. You'll get to hear all that next.
This is the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Boy, do we have a treat for you, Kid Nation.
Yes, we do.
This may surpass the Pitbull performance that took place here on the Canal Side Lounge with
this
setup.
Big bar.
They have been setting up all morning long.
Dude, they got here yesterday.
Yeah.
When I left work yesterday, the 18-wheeler was outside the loading dock.
Oh, that's what it was? It was for us?
Yes.
Well, they got here yesterday to set up for this. I am talking about the Blue Man Group, everybody.
Yay! Yay!
Now, the Blue Men do not talk.
Yeah.
So, to talk for the Blue Man Group, we have Chris and Doug.
Oh, the white guys for the blue guys.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there were 50 to 60 Blue Men around the country.
Around the world.
Around the world. Yeah. Okay. Because I had seen a show in Chicago before. Yeah. Wow. What does it take to become a Blue Man?
It's a pretty crazy skill set. I mean, it's some part acting and drumming. And we go back and forth. Like, is it harder to train an actor to drum or a drummer to be an actor? And then you just get some amazing people who come in and can just do it, even if they've only done one or the other in the past.
You have to audition, because I heard somebody tried out like 3 times before they made it. Did I hear that correctly?
Oh, way. We've had people who have tried out like a million times. And, you know, you're like, hey, you're really close. You got to work on catching things in your mouth. And they go and they practice. And then some people just don't make it. But there are a lot of people that multiple times.
Catching things in your mouth.
That's pretty important. That's a big one.
What would I have to catch in my mouth?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
And gumballs. From pretty far away. That's a pretty big skill.
Yeah.
Well, since I can do that, where are the blue women?
We have had blue women.
Do I have to cut my hair off?
If it'll fit under a bald cap, you don't have to.
But you can't tell they're women because they're,
it's all.
What do they do with the boobs and the hair? Yeah,
it's just sort of all kind of
taped down,
you know, smoothed over.
Can a black man be a blue man?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are
painted blue.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Have you ever allowed any celebrities to be stand-in blue men? You know, discreetly.
Joe Jonas,
and Alan Ritchson.
This
was kind of a big deal for us in 2015. We kind of had a first time. We did the show I Can Do That.
Uh-huh. Such a cool idea.
Yeah, and
it was really fun.
It's really a kind of a sacred process. We don't let anybody put on the makeup, become bald and blue. But those guys really nailed it.
And then they had a week, literally. Was that in real time?
It was in real time. Yep. It was really only a week training. And the catching in the mouth, we thought that was going to be the hardest thing because our trainees really struggle with that. Alan was instantaneous. We thought we had all like this planning done, but he could catch anything in his mouth.
Unfortunately, Joe had a tough time with the catching in the mouth. Part of it is like the gumballs are filled with paint, and the poor guy, they kept exploding on him every time. And it's just like, it's unpleasant. It goes down your throat, and the idea is to have them not explode. But he was a trooper, and I have to say, when we did the performance, it was great.
I really enjoyed that.
If you just tuned in, we're talking about the Blue Man Group. And how difficult it is to catch the
exploding balls in the mouth.
Yes.
So why blue? Could you have been green?
Well, one of the reasons it's blue is it's sort of neutral. Almost any other thing has a connotation. If you say red or green, you're a Martian. So blue is, I just think we liked it because it doesn't necessarily, nothing comes to mind. It's neutral.
Could we get the Blue Man Group to perform in this crazy set you guys
think? Oh, I think we can. Yeah,
I think they will.
It's a pretty big deal. We're announcing here exclusively that we have a new album coming out.
Oh.
What's it called?
Year. Three.
Nice.
Three.
Question is
very
Adele.
It is our third album. And there are three blue men, so it felt right.
I am picking up what you're dropping down, catching it in my mouth, actually.
And we're world premiering two new songs that are on the record. They've never been played live before anywhere. Kid Nation. You guys are hearing it first.
Are we going to hear Creature Feature?
We're not playing Creature Feature, but people can go to the website and get a free download, the Kid Nation website. If they go, they can get a free download of Creature Feature. They can go pre-order the album.
Yes.
And it's kind of
on Amazon. You can pre-order it.
Yeah. Hear that, Kid Nation? Go to kidnation.com, download Creature Feature.
For free.
And the album doesn't even come out till April, so you're getting it super early.
April 22nd.
All right, let's
awesome. You guys excited?
Going.
You want to hear some Blue Man Group?
Woo! See, that's what you gotta yell is one more song, and you'll get one more every single time. So how's the tour going?
Yeah, the tour is going great. So, and the big news is we're actually launching a world tour this spring in March. We're opening in Singapore March 29th. Wow. And this is a new show, a new tour going all over Asia, New Zealand. And there's going to be new content in it. So we're taking Blue Man all over the world.
Yeah, really going a lot of places we've never been before.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. And you got your album coming out in April. The Arrested Development, because the Blue Man Group was always mentioned. It was
Tobias.
A punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Tobias. Did they come to you guys, or was it one of those where you were just watching
it? And we're like, yes, we want to be involved. I mean, it's such a great idea. And it was just the funniest premise that he was blue and sad, and he joins it and then wants to become a blue man. And I'm a big David Cross fan, so I mean,
and I never
I think
knew.
We all are.
Yes.
It was
he always wore like denim shorts, even in the shower.
Yeah.
You guys didn't watch Arrested Development.
I didn't
funny.
See that one.
Yeah, well, actually, it's
that on HBO? Because I don't have HBO.
People who haven't seen the show, Arrested Development is almost their most common connection to Blue Man. So it was a great collaboration.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody knows who the Blue Man Group is. So your first album was nominated for a Grammy.
Yes.
What happened in the second one?
The second one was great. We wound up incorporating some vocal elements and a lot of guest singers, and that became the Megastar Tour. We actually recorded our live DVD, which I think that went platinum. That was, you know, the whole... Second album was what led to that whole Megastar tour, and it was super
So
fun.
That's what happened with
that's
the second
happened,
album.
Went platinum, fools.
So, but this is going to be off of three, what we just heard.
Yes.
So those are two new songs, and what are the names? I mean, I just love, that's like the coolest background vibe music for a party ever, right? Yeah.
So the first song is called The Forge, the second song is called Taurus, and that first song, you know, we wanted to play it here. One, it's the first song on the record, and we feel like it's a really good example of some classic Blue Man instruments, sounds that you're familiar with, but also some brand new stuff. And, you know, when you hear the version on the album, we have some electronic elements that are in there, and it really foreshadows the whole sound that's going to be on the record.
You said this is kind of a scaled back
this
set.
This is super scaled
so what,
for us.
I've never seen your show, so what does the big one look like? How many different things do you guys...
I mean, we will have these same pipes there, plus other instruments that are bigger, but a lot of times we have two or three actual kit drummers and then also percussion stations like we have here. And typically, we'll also have more string players. We only have a guitar and bass here, but we also have Chapman Stick.
And there's usually exploding paint everywhere. Does the audience have to worry about getting paint on?
Yes. Oh, yeah. In the first couple rows, we hand out
Spire. But they know that. Okay.
Were you guys mad at Imagine Dragons at the Grammys last year when they did that thing with Kendrick Lamar and they did the paint stuff? You're like, that's our stuff.
Yeah. You know, I see a lot of stuff on TV. I won't call out any artists, but a lot of stuff I'm like, that clearly they went and saw our show, and then they're like, we're going to do that, which is, it's flattering. It's flattering, but also...
We're happy we're having an impact, but, you know, it's for us to share with the world.
Acknowledge it, right?
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, that is the sincerest form of flattery. So.
Would you guys mind teaching us how to do these?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's get you guys
great.
On those instruments.
Yeah, can we get up there and
let's do it.
Since, I mean, it's set up already. We might as well.
I'm not very musically inclined.
Where should we go? We're over by the new instruments, the string on
here,
a stick.
Here, I'll hold the mic so you can play.
This right here will control the pitch. Okay. And this is basically, for people who can't see it, it's a rotor wheel that has tons of little clip ties on it that are cut really short and kind of act as a guitar pick.
It looks like one of those prize wheel things, but it's a very small version of it.
This instrument literally is about 3.5 weeks old. We don't even have a name for it.
So somebody just sits around and thinks, what... You always have to constantly come up with a new instrument.
I love that.
It is.
That is a great sound.
I mean, that's...
Try it. You have to step on a pedal?
Yeah, it's okay. It's set up now.
You're a natural.
You're getting kind of excited.
I'm very passionate about my art and my instruments.
That makes me sound good. It sounds like my fingers are really working fast.
Sing some Cher while you're doing it. No.
How do you guys learn the songs, though?
Well, our original ones normally come from experimentation. I mean, right before we were here, I started trying to learn Rock You Like a Hurricane, which I think is just... And then I don't remember what that last note is.
I'm trying to play Lean on Me.
Nope.
Well, you have to know the notes. You have to know what the notes are.
I don't know what the notes are in the first place, so it doesn't do any good. Lean on Me.
Nice!
Hey, that's pretty good.
Get it out.
You should try out to be a blue man.
How are you doing this?
Boom. Oh, shit. All right, lean on me.
Yeah.
All right. Yay.
Nice. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that surprised me.
I know. I want to tell everybody again about this free download that we're doing, because I want to make sure everybody takes advantage of that. KidNation.com.
KidNation.com. You can get a free download of Creature Feature, kind of an exclusive gift to the fans.
Thank you.
And you can pre-order the album. And it's live at Amazon.com. But all you guys have to do is go to the website.
Love it.
Free download.
Wow.
Our new album.
Well, thank you for letting us be the first to hear it.
Thank you guys so much.
Give it up for the Blue Man Group, everybody. Thanks, Al. Yeah. Take us out with some Lean On Me, please.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do it again?
Yeah, please take us out. Lean On Me, buddy.
Let's do it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, you can check out the whole video of the Blue Man Group at KidNation.com, and you can get the free download of their new song, Creature Feature, from their new album, Three, their third album. That was really cool.
That was fun, man.
I want to have a party and have that on as the background music. I think that would be very cool.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
It's almost like you get into this trance when you're listening to them and watching them do this.
I could see that being in like a movie, you know, movie soundtrack.
Anything. But definitely party music, like you were saying, Kelly. Uh-huh. A lot of people loving Flossie Dickey, the 110-year-old woman who's just not having any of it. This was the interview we played you earlier.
Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very...
And that interview continued.
Okay,
and
it got more.
Flossie got so tired that this is how one of the questions ended up going for her.
Flossie has three children. You have 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren.
Wow.
You sound like a very busy lady. Yes.
Yes.
She just stared at the camera the whole time.
Hey, you know what? 110 gets you that. You just sit there. You talk when you want to talk, when you're getting ready.
Al, we found out Flossie's husband's name.
Oh, it's not Richard?
It's not Richard.
Oh.
Nope.
Harry? What?
Roy. It's just Roy.
Roy. Yeah. Okay, I figured it was something simple like that.
All three names, pretty popular back in the day.
I figured something simple like that.
Back in 1906. Mm-hmm. Kelly, your daughter had her first mommy...
Daddy-daughter dance.
This is a big deal, right?
Very big deal.
Yeah, I remember going to one, and I was young. How old is Emma Kelly?
She's 9.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's just so weird because... Freddie, her dad, even asked me like a few days before. He's like, have we been missing out on daddy-daughter dances? Because I guess a lot of his friends have been doing it.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, like, when does it kick off?
And then, well, around Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And then 2 days later, I got an email saying, it's the daddy-daughter dance, last chance to enroll. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we almost missed it. And I just didn't know it was happening. So we got her, you know, do you want to go, McKelly? Yes, yes, yes. And when she was about 3 or 4 years old, they were having this huge clearance online at like Saks Fifth Avenue, because I don't really ever shop there. But they had like a dirt cheap dress.
Uh-huh.
But it was, she was 3 or 4 years old, but it was like something I bought for her back then that she was able to wear to the daddy-daughter
what?
Dance.
Wow.
That was like meant to be, right? I just held on to it because it was such a pretty dress.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved it, and it was nothing on
sale. She was way too little for it then.
Yeah, she was
very
like 3 or 4 years old, and I held on to it. She was 9.
Very cool.
Wow.
And she's like, I don't know what to wear to the dance. And I said, well, we can go shopping, but let's look in your closet first. And it still had the tags hanging on it and everything, and it fit like a glove.
Perfect.
Like, thank God.
I'm glad she was cool with it.
Yeah, she loved
it. Most girls would be like, I don't know what age. You're like, no.
Right.
And she wanted, she's like, oh, I hope he gets me a corsage.
Mm-hmm. So
she wanted, and she was pointing at her wrist. So I called him, and I said, make sure you get her a wrist corsage, because she really wants that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, his girlfriend, thank God, is like, please tell me your girlfriend's there to fix her hair, because this was all, you know, on him. So she did a great job.
Okay.
And they sent me pictures and videos. It was great. Aww. You know, I wish I could have been there, but I'm not supposed to be
daddy
there.
Daddy daughter.
Right.
Dance.
Right.
Oh, so pictures. Sent me lots of videos.
Awesome. But you
Freddie's decided to be a little late. I was like, are you doing a part? Because, you know, he's a stuntman in movies. He has to stunt double people.
He's got a full beard.
He's like Adams.
He looks so cool.
He's like, are you doing a part? And he's like, no, I'm just lazy right now. He's got this full beard.
Yeah.
Like, but she was great. Excited.
So what do you do there? You just show up and dance?
Yeah. And McKelly's like very shy. You know how she is anybody. Yeah. She buries her head in my butt every time we go anywhere, except now she's too tall for that. And so he sent me some videos of her at first, just kind of standing there awkwardly. And by the end, she's bouncing off the walls.
Good.
So.
And it's all daughters and dads.
All daddies and daughters, yeah.
No mommies and sons.
No.
Do they have those?
I don't think so.
I haven't seen one. I mean, maybe they do.
I don't think
they had a DJ and they, you know, had dinner and a dance floor.
Very
cool.
It
was great.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just posted another little clip of her dancing to Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
Who will be on the show tomorrow?
Yes. There's a little clip of that. There's a little picture of that. It was posted on Instagram if you want to go check that out.
Yeah, go check that out.
Not raspberry.
How people think you go on daddy daughter dances, but
wrong. It's just wrong, dirty, and wrong.
Are you still in trouble with your girl?
Yeah.
Because you were in trouble last week. You said.
Yeah. I mean,
you in trouble for something new?
Yeah.
See, I know, because you would have made up by now, and now you're in trouble for something else.
Usually she forgets stuff or just lets it go. What are you going to do?
What'd you do?
We'll find out in 30 minutes, maybe.
Wait?
We are?
We're going to tease that.
Yeah, we gotta keep up with this.
You got in trouble again, man?
Yeah.
You've been busy. You've been opening up the new bar.
I know.
Is it bad? The way you're moving your mouth is like...
Is it really one of the worst?
Is it over?
It's one of those things.
You look like you're about to get emotional.
It's cool.
Being a dude right now.
It's all good.
Taking the bottom lip out.
All right, we'll find out 30.
We sense it.
Okay, we'll talk to Al. Sorry, bro.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's not that bad, though.
Maybe it's not that bad.
Not that bad.
I'm sure you've done worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
You know, it's Monday.
It is.
Possibly the worst day of the week. That's Monday. But if you want to get in a good mood, mm-hmm. I like to watch videos.
Okay.
And right now, my go-to video to get me happy is Damn Daniel. You haven't watched Damn Daniel?
I have not watched Damn
Daniel. We apologize for your kids in the car hearing this foul language.
That was Daniel.
Daniel, okay.
Dang Daniel.
How old is Daniel?
They're in high school.
Okay.
And it's a video, if you watch it, of... the sharply dressed young man at high school.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm. And his best friend just sneaks up on him every day if he's wearing nice clothes and does this for him.
Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel.
He looks so good.
Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white van. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white Vans.
He wears white Vans.
Stussy, man. Okay. Damn, Daniel.
I love it.
I love this video.
It's funny. It is funny.
It's so good. And this guy's like blowing up right now.
Really?
He's just this kid. He's like, what?
He posted that video, I think it was the day after, on Monday, after Valentine's Day on the 15th. And it's blowing up.
Daniel's looking good.
Because Daniel's looking
following
good.
His friend in school? Or are they even friends?
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah, it's his best friend. So he's just messing around with Daniel.
Man, and Daniel. So he probably has all the girls at school.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Damn,
Daniel.
I love it. It's the way he's saying it.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel.
It'll I just bought my daughter her first pair of Vans.
Oh, really?
She's crazy about them. I just love
it. What are these?
Do they look like sneakers?
No, they're the slip-ons.
You don't want to give me a damn, JC.
Damn, JC.
Yeah, back at it again with the grin.
Damn, JC.
It's such a trip, the things that go viral.
And I know.
Random reason why.
Like, and you have people that try
so hard. All the time.
It's like their daily quest is to go viral and they just never click.
Yeah. I mean, Alex from Target, this time, was it last year, 2 years ago, whatever it was? Yeah, just for no reason, this kid was known worldwide.
For working at Target. Yeah. And now they're like posting where you can buy Daniel's clothes. So
yeah. The links.
Yeah, they got the links. So if you want to buy Daniel's stuff,
take hopefully advantage. Daniel's getting paid. Yeah, his buddy.
Take advantage.
I hope so. I hope those two make some out of this.
Get a cut.
And then Jenna's favorite video right now to laugh to.
No, Jay Farrow showed me this because I asked him what he thought about the word slay.
Yeah.
Because it's in the Beyonce song. And he was like, all I can think about is that Gaga video. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you haven't seen this, the super fans, the Gaga fans that follow her around. Mm. You haven't seen these? And I'm like, no. And this is what he brought me.
This is Lady Gaga's life now.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Yes, Gaga. You look so good. Oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
Gaga, you look beautiful. Yes. You look so beautiful.
Yes. When she walks out of a building, there's like 100 people yelling, yes.
Like cows.
It's a compilation. It's like, slay, Gaga, slay,
yes.
But they're everywhere. They're like across the world, and it's the same fans doing this. Yes. They're following her to every appearance.
We need one of these.
Daniel.
See, now here's JC's mission.
Yeah, right.
Daniel.
This is the
damn
problem.
Damn, Daniel.
Like, we could have done that with Jenna with all her cool clothes.
Oh, thanks.
And Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Damn, JC.
I didn't finish my sentence.
Oh,
y'all
my
gosh.
Let
me finish, man.
Oh, my
God. I wasn't mad till you said that.
Oh, my God.
And Kelly.
That was too funny. You can't be mad.
It was a throw bubble. I didn't finish my sentence, man.
Oh, Kelly still got you trained.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, my God. Man.
Oh, that makes the real. That makes the Christmas real. Right? Definitely makes the Christmas real.
Apparently, you can own Daniel's shoes on
white
eBay.
White Vans.
Damn, Daniel's white Vans.
For $3,000.
On eBay for $3,000?
Yeah.
Well, might as well try it.
To
right?
that price.
$3,000, Daniel.
$3,000 for Daniel's damn shoes.
Oh, and they include $2.94 for shipping. That's funny.
Yeah, that's nice. Oh. Should we buy them?
That's funny. No, we're not buying that.
No?
No, we'll find you your own. Do you got to do your face swap videos? Those are hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing face swap videos every day.
Yeah, do those and just be funnier, like funny, you know?
No, but then you got to try.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you don't have to try very hard.
Yeah.
The harder you try doesn't necessarily mean, in this case, that it's going to go viral.
The Daniel video is two words, funny.
Yeah.
The Gaga video, one word, funny. Mm-hmm. Maybe two words. Sometimes, yeah, it's Gaga.
You got to pick your word.
So pick a good word. Pick one word.
How's it going with you, Al?
Do squirrel face swaps. You love squirrels. Find a squirrel. Do a squirrel face swap and make that your thing. There you go. Boom. Let's see if it goes viral.
It's not going to go viral,
guys. Probably not. But, hey, I'm just throwing something out there.
Mm-hmm. We've tried so hard to go viral on the show.
You can't
try. You can't try, man. You just never know.
I mean, if it's a big production, I'm sure you can make it go viral. If you want to spend a lot of money on the advertising. Right. But you never know.
If you do.
You know how you go viral? You keep doing it until something hits.
Russ told me one of the videos that we have kind of, sort of is that. Kind of, sort of.
Viral-ish?
Not it.
Okay.
He said it's one of me when Case and my son was like a newborn and I was shushing him. And he says that's as close as I've gotten.
Mm.
But that's the one that people say mean things to me the most on.
Why?
Because I'm shushing them. Because I'm going, shh. And it was back in the day when we were doing that pickup line, the, what's up, girl? Shut up, girl. So I said that at the end.
What's up, baby? Shut up, baby.
Oh.
Why do people get so offended?
That's ridiculous.
That video has 470,000 views, which is pretty good.
That's good.
Wow, you know exactly how many.
Damn,
I just told him.
I mean, I just looked.
You get notified.
At least he can probably tell you how many views all of his videos have.
I could, actually. I only have one video. It's Emma Kelly and the Shushing Baby.
There you go.
And the Emma Kelly video has like 10,000.
I don't know why they didn't have more. It was so funny.
People make a living off of that. I mean, if you can do it, if you can actually pull it off, you can make, you know, 50, 60, 100 grand a year making videos.
There's people that open toys on YouTube.
Yeah.
Opening
that
toys.
That dad is creepy.
I told you. And my son
that
watches
that creepy
them.
Dad with the girl.
Yeah. He's it's creepy dad, out. And then there's just creepy single guy that opens these eggs up.
Mm-hmm.
They're just eggs with toys in them. And he's sitting there. My son watches them. I ask other parents if their kids watch them. How do these kids find these videos?
Then they sell the advertising.
And they sell, and they,
for whatever reason, they're making money.
Millions of dollars a year just opening toys. Just going, I'm opening up these toys right
here. Yeah.
Look at this chocolate. I'm going to put this aside and play with this Play-Doh now. And then he molds Play-Doh and makes $1 million.
Yeah. Scary.
It's crazy.
Yep.
They're one Tickle Me Elmo search away from something really inappropriate. I'm just saying.
Daniel.
YouTube's scary for the kids.
That's why you get YouTube Kids.
Oh.
Download YouTube Kids. Because that already
It'll
happened
save
to me.
You. A friend of mine was telling me that her child was watching innocent videos on YouTube. And, of course, there's a link. And the kid sees something very scarring. You have to do KidTube, YouTube Kids, whatever it's called. I have that, too.
My kid ended up on a video with Spider-Man and Girl Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
Not good.
Oh, boy.
And then he asked me why they're doing that, Daddy.
Sickos.
Furries.
I'm sorry.
Doing a web?
Yeah. It had to do with webs.
Well, you know, searching the web.
I know, but it was really gross.
Really?
And my son saw it.
What was it again?
Spider webcam.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.